96.3 WHUR, it's that time.
Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
Oh, happy Monday, everybody. It's March 2nd. Can you believe it? Where'd you go, February? 63 beautiful degrees outside. I hope you're enjoying some of this day. Let's get into the latest on the coronavirus. 4 nursing home residents in Washington State among the U.S. fatalities from this coronavirus. 6 total in the United States. And, yeah, we just see it spreading. And it really shows you how close the world is connected globally, you know? All right, let's talk about Oprah. Even Oprah is human and proved it. Yes, I know, it's shocking. But Oprah suffered a slight fall on stage while talking about finding balance in your life at her 2020 Vision speech tour in Los Angeles. Here's a little bit.
So here's my definition of what wellness means to me. This is my definition, not yours, just an idea, because you're going to be defining it for yourself. Wellness to me means all things in balance. And balance doesn't mean all things are equal or at peace at all times.
Ouch.
Wrong shoes.
So Oprah says wrong shoes, and she changed her shoes, and she was even like barefoot for a second. But I'm going to tell you why. Nasty. Oprah has once again proved that she is better than I am, because if I had fallen on stage from all those people, I would not have said wrong shoes. I
would have
said,
I would have blown
my cover. No, okay. I would have been like, oh! And that would have been a problem, because now my brand is busted. Because, yep, I would have actually said a cuss word. But even Oprah falls down, you guys, but she got back up again.
She falls down, but she gets up.
That's right. There it is. Okay, so Oprah's fine. Not to worry. Let's end with another Democratic candidate for this presidency. He has dropped out. She dropped out when I was on my way over here today. That is Amy Klobuchar.
Okay.
Amy Klobuchar is gone now. So over the weekend, there were 3 to drop out. Tom Steyer, businessman. Also, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who I thought had great momentum.
Right.
And then Amy Klobuchar. And, of course, Super Tuesday is tomorrow. And this area is Virginia. You're getting out the vote tomorrow. But my question is, and those who dropped out, they're throwing their support behind Vice President Joe Biden.
Okay.
So I was surprised by that. I thought it would go to Mike Bloomberg instead, because he seems to be the one that can go head-to-head with this president, but I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think? I my money's on Bloomberg.
No, he's not gonna make
no,
it.
No,
don't think so.
Because of the stop and frisk.
He's doing a lot of commercials for black people.
He spent $500 million on commercials. No,
and we don't watch TV, so
no. Okay. Well, so I'm curious. D.C., Maryland, you're not voting tomorrow, but you know, who do you have? Who can, if you vote Democratic, who can take down this president if you want to see him gone? Call me. 202-432-WHUR. Ask Allison.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.